Hey there, my name is Rosemary Pham, and welcome to Hut Talk. I've been a Seattle area realtor for the past 12 years and want to share the ins and outs of buying and selling homes in this market. I'll be having conversations with past clients, friends, and colleagues about their individual real estate stories. Today, we have Chris and Laura, past clients who have bought and sold several properties with me. This is the first part of a longer interview that covers the buying process. I'll be posting the second part regarding selling in today's market separately. Take a listen. So I have Chris and Laura. You guys are past clients. We've worked together now three times. And so if you could tell me what led you to your decision to sell your co-op, because that's when we first started working together.
Well, when we were in our co-op, which I loved, that was probably my favorite place that we lived because we could walk everywhere. So it was a really hard decision to sell it. But we lived in an 850 square foot apartment. And we had one kid, and that was fine to have one, our daughter, in there. It was kind of nice because we could always keep an eye on her really easily. Mm-hmm. But then we had Dexter.
And then he started walking.
He started walking, and then we decided that we... I don't know. So much the space didn't bother me as much as I just wanted them to be able to go outside without us having to be with them every second when they were outside, and we couldn't go outside like that. We thought about buying the apartment right next to us and just tearing down the wall.
Yeah.
And then having it be a huge space, but we still wanted the outdoor space for those little people.
So from that need to have more space to the next step of, okay, well, should we see if we can buy something? Was that a very easy linear process for you guys, or how did you guys get to that point?
I think it was. I mean, we had purchased and sold one co-op in that same unit and then bought the one we were in at that point. So we've been through a transaction before, and mm-hmm. we knew what the market was like. It was pretty, we knew we could sell easily.
Mm-hmm.
And we had saved up some money. We knew what we had for down payment, and we kind of, you know, interest rates were low, and you kind of go and get pre-approved and figure out kind of the range you're in and what you're comfortable with. And then I think you go shopping for about a year, it felt like. But part of that year-long process is like learning what the market is about. To me,
right.
This is how my process of it was. Learning the market, learning what a good value is and what a fair price is, and learning what, mm-hmm. you know, what neighborhoods are what. And also learning like, oh, well, for another $50,000 might move us into a totally different category, maybe we should consider if we can do that. And like, you know, all those questions that if you have patience, I think, which we did, mm-hmm. although it wasn't always easy to have patience in that market because it gets so aggressive. But
yeah,
but I also remember talking with you and saying, okay, what are all the things you really want? And so we made this long list, and then really being able to say, oh, well, actually, for that price and where the neighborhood we want to live in, we can't actually have that. So then, and it for us to make that kind of,
right.
scratching things off of our list of like, well, I guess we don't really have to have that. And I guess we don't really have to have that because it's so competitive. And then remember we lost that one house
mm-hmm.
that we got outbid.
Yes.
And there were four other buyers or something like that, which ended up, of course, being the best. And you saying, you know, the house wasn't for you and something will come along. And it just always happens. And I was like, yeah,
which
right,
sounds
Rosemary.
Like such bullshit at the time. But it's yeah. like you always end up in the right house. But I feel like when you get a house, it's a lot like I equate it to having kids. Like you have this idea mm-hmm. of what parenthood is like. And then until you're in the process, it's like, oh, this is not mm-hmm. what I imagined at all. But mm-hmm. here I am in it. And so I need to readjust my expectations mm-hmm. or readjust my strategy or mm-hmm. just be more open to mm-hmm. what is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think a lot of people go into it thinking, well, I want to buy this thing and I have this much and then I'm going to get it, which is great. But this market is so different from week to week that you have to be able to mm-hmm. digest the information quickly. It's a steep learning curve
mm-hmm.
and just be able to make a decision quickly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the biggest challenge for buyers is they're just like, I can't make a decision in a week. Or typically the lifespan of a property is 5 to 7 days right now in the market.
Yeah.
So for any consumer coming into it, they're just like, this is a huge financial commitment, and I can't decide in a week. And
that's how I remember having the conversation with Laura, like, hey, I'm not going to feel pressured to make it under someone else's terms. Like, if it doesn't work out, great. We should make it under terms that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we feel like we've digested all the information and we feel like we found a good buy or the place we want, that's when you pounce and you go full on. But, you know, some of the other ones, like, well, we haven't got anything and we missed that one and we should, this one's the one, maybe the one. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. You know, so I think.
You guys were very decisive.
You saw this house and you were like, this is the house.
But that's what because you were like, we're never going to get anything. We're never going to get anything. I was like, just wait, you know, it's okay. If it takes 2 years to make the right choice, that I'm okay with that.
But that's exactly our personalities.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for me, that really worked because there is a lot of pressure to make a decision in 2 or 3 days and you're escalating and suddenly you're not even sure if you made the right choice because you're moving too fast to really assess. But like, mm-hmm. I think our patience, unfortunately, we didn't get that other place we've been on because as soon as we walked in here, I was like, this is the one we need to go for. And I'm willing to escalate 50 grand or whatever to get it because I feel it's the right choice.
And we could. Rosemary and I had a few conversations on the phone of like, I don't know, Rosemary, this is so much money. And you being like, let's talk about the actual breakdown and how much money you think you'll get for your co-op and all that stuff. And that really helped me.
Mm-hmm. The basis for why people feel nervous is it's just fear of the unknown. And so if I can help with that decision-making process just with market data, with numbers, especially the math and what your finances look like, that really helps alleviate some of that fear. Well, was there anything that surprised you about the home buying process?
I mean, I would say that the competitiveness of it, that's just the time that we happen to be buyers in, you know, right now. This has, I don't think history has seen too many of these.
Well, it's what's nuts is that the competition is even more fierce now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there are some neighborhoods that are so competitive that it's I very, very much empathize for the buyer because they are expected to go above and beyond and do so much out of any normal person's comfort zone.
I mean, I felt like that even just for this house of when we wrote a letter, but then you had to go present it in person to the sellers because they were so attached to this house.
Well, I love presenting to people because it just makes a human connection to the numbers and the offer to, I think that when you have that kind of connection, I think it's in any kind of business, you build that confidence like, oh, well, I want to work with this person because they are professional. They wrote a great offer for their clients. Mm-hmm. And so I think it helps. Many times this last year, my buyers were not the highest offer. They weren't the best offer, but we got a counter back because of that extra thing. And not to say that that's a strategy going in and every time it will work, but we've been fortunate to get that call back.
That's what happened with us.
Yeah.
I think it's out there, you know. People are sentimental about their homes, and when they leave them, they want to leave it to somebody. So not, like you said, it's not every transaction, but those transactions are out there, like our home here. If they hadn't had this attachment to their home and wanting to pass it on to someone that wasn't going to just tear it down or whatever, or, you know, just even the idea of, like, I'd like the legacy of our home to be continued on or whatever, which I think is why we got this place.
Thanks for listening to Hut Talk, and thanks again to my guests for sharing their stories. We've got more conversations coming up, so check back soon.
Find out more about Rosemary at rmfam.com. That's rmpham.com.